I guess that we better back up then. If you saw a body at Fort Riley, Texas, tell my audience...
Kansas. It was in Kansas.
Kansas. I'm sorry, Kansas. Tell my audience that story.
Well, what it was, I was appointed one night post-duty officer. Actually, lately there have been some criticisms. They said that the security was lax at Fort Riley if I did that. But I was the security officer that night, or the post-duty officer. And people know the Army know that when you're appointed post-duty officer, you're responsible for all the guards and security all that night and the post.
Why would anybody criticize that? I was in the Air Force, Colonel, and I remember that most all bases had an on-duty officer for the night.
Well, the critics didn't know this. They weren't in the Army. And really, that night, I was the security. And when I went down, one of my sergeants, Master Sergeant I knew well, was Sergeant of the Guard in the because we had horses in the area, the veterinarian area. And these five, I think it was five of them, yes. There was five boxes there that looked like caskets. And I went on in the room, because I was a security officer, I had to go inspect it. They told me there was sensitive cargo there. It come by truck.
Was it in transit, or was
it
that...
It was in transit.
It was in transit, all right.
I'll tell you how I knew that. Now, I went in and I picked up the tarp, and I saw this body. Of course, I turned a little bit. At first, I thought it was a young baby or something. Then I got a little bit turned, like you do in combat. You know, when something like that happens, your stomach gets upset, but you recover fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the sergeant, "Sergeant, get out of here because since it's a delay, I don't want you in trouble. Go out to your post, and I'll be out in a second." I put the tarp back down. Tarp. Now, this only lasted 10 or 15 seconds.
And what do you recall seeing? You say you saw a body, Colonel.
I saw an extraterrestrial, skinny arms, skinny legs, under 5 feet, had a fairly large head, not large, but compared to the body it was large, and the eyes, they were slanted eyes, no nose, no mouth, no ears. And it was floating in some liquid, and it was a gray color. And that's what I saw. And I immediately dismissed it. I figured, I don't know what it is until I can corroborate like an intelligence, maybe even later. And later on, I was able to prove what it was.